A team at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith is working to save what could be the second oldest home in Van Buren. This coming after just barely wrapping up restoration of what is considered the oldest home in the city. This second home is kind of a foil to the first. The Drennan Scott House, which is now a historic site, belonged to a wealthy man and had stayed in the family for five generations. When UAFS acquired the Drennan Scott home, it came with most of the original furniture. The Wilhoff House, that the school's history department is working on right now, is a working man's home that had been owned by three different families along the way. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek got a tour of the latest historical acquisition by UAFS as it undergoes restoration.
The house Leonard Wilhoff built is grayish blue with white shutters. It's a little lopsided, but it's still here 180 years later. And Tom Wing with the University of Arkansas Fort Smith says they now have a chance to keep it that way.
This is the story of the United States. An immigrant who came here from a foreign country with nothing, started a business, built a house, raised a family, contributed to his community, fought for his country, did all of those things. And he's long gone and in a lot of ways forgotten, but his house is still here. And his house is a tangible reminder of his life and that story. And we could take that story, what I just described, and put it in different time periods all the way to today. And it sounds pretty familiar to me.
Wing is an assistant history professor. This is his second major restoration project in Van Buren. And in many ways, it's the first one that led him to this second one. That's because literally up the hill, just a few hundred yards, is the Drennan Scott House. It had been built by John Drennan, the man who essentially settled Van Buren at about the same time Arkansas became a state. Wing says Wilhoff bought his property from Drennan and then built a house on it in the late 1830s, just a few years before Van Buren officially became incorporated as a town. Wing says the daughters of the man who lived in Wilhoff's house donated it to UAFS after their father passed away in 2012. The family had seen the work Wing and his team did up the hill and wanted UAFS to do the same with the Wilhoff property. Wing starts the tour of the house in the front yard. Wilhoff's gabled front porch is supported by 2x4s for now. The stairs are gone, but eventually those will be replaced too.
As you can see, I mean, the house was on piers on the corners, so it was open underneath like you see it now. We've taken stone away because over the years they filled that in and kind of changed the look of the house. It was also a dog trot, so it had an open porch, and you can see how the siding is different around the front door. And where that porch is today, they filled that in. So this is your traditional dog trot style architecture, living spaces on both sides of a central north-south oriented hallway to get airflow and to cool the house off.
Wing says the National Historic Register lists the house as having been built in 1837, but he's not convinced. That's why UAFS is bringing in dendrochronologists from the U of A in Fayetteville to date the house. Wing thinks they'll find it was built closer to 1839.
They will look at places in the house where there's wood with the complete grain, there's outer surfaces of the wood with, and in some places, I'll show you in a minute, there's bark still on some of the lumber in there, and that's the outer surface of the wood. So from there, they can see the tree rings back, and then they can match that in their database, and they have a good idea of regional growth and age of trees, and they can tell when that lumber was cut and how old those trees were.
The UAFS team still has a lot to learn about Leonard Wilhoff himself. Wing says so far they know he was a German immigrant at a time when there weren't many German immigrants in this part of the world. He was also a baker and a soldier.
He was successful. He was very well respected. We know that because he was a veteran of the Mexican War and actually was in the local company of soldiers, about 100 men who fought down in Mexico in the 1840s. And he was elected the flag bearer of the company. So that's kind of an honored position. So it lets you know that he had a pretty important status and they respected him.
Wing says they also know Wilhoff married a Fort Smith woman from a small German community that had formed across the river.
Well, should we go inside?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Before we do that, though, Wing points out the two additions that were made to the house after it was built. They are very obvious when you walk around the side of the house.
So right here at this corner is where you see the old house. And there's actually two parts of the old house right here. So can you see that seam right there in past the first two windows that separates the two pairs?
That first addition Wing is talking about is historic. It wasn't built too long after the original house, although the exact date will also be up to the dendrochronologists to find out. The second addition to the house is easier to date. Wing says it was built in the 1980s.
Normally on a restoration like this, we would peel off something like the 1980s addition because it doesn't really fit the history of the house. In our case, we've talked to the Arkansas Department of Heritage, and they agree with us that using this as space to benefit the project and what we're doing here kind of fits our purpose.
So instead of tearing it down, Wing says they'll renovate it into a lab and an office for the Arkansas Archaeological Survey Research Station that's currently on the UAFS campus. We walk through a door on the most modern portion of the home.
Once you cross this, you can see where the floor changes. Now you're in that addition to the original house, which we haven't dated yet.
Wing walks over to a wall with a square cut into it. It shows off what's happening between the walls of the original house in the first addition.
But this is what I was going to show you. Here's a beam or a stud in the wall, and it's got the bark on one side of it. So you know this is the outer edge of the tree going this way. So they will cut a core in this and then pull that core out and be able to see the rings on that core, and that's how they'll get their dates off that.
They are the dendrochronologists. When we go into the backyard, Wing points out an area archaeologists had excavated last year.
When we started the project, there was actually a wheelchair ramp because the family needed that for accessibility in the house at one point. And we took some of that out, and we started seeing some clues that there was some activity going on here that we needed to look at.
Those clues led the archaeologists to find a cellar separate from the house, which Wing says he hopes to turn into a permanent display of archaeological excavation. Wing says the Archaeological Survey will continue exploring for other possible digs using ground-penetrating radar. He says they expect to find other buildings and potentially evidence of a garden.
We found the vegetable garden at Drennan Scott because when they started excavating down in an open area, they could see plow scar. They could see where the rows were because the soil was discolored where they had fertilized and where they had not fertilized. That's pretty amazing.
And Wing says there's always the privy, which he described as a treasure trove for artifacts.
That sounds kind of gross in terms of what was there at one time, but you know, it's been in the ground and buried for a long time now, so the organic process has taken over. But the bottom line is, though, that was a hole in the ground that was a place to throw broken and torn up things. So we will find broken ceramics, we'll find other artifacts and things that were discarded at the bottom of that hole.
Wing says he still has a lot of unanswered questions. Two of the biggest: why did Leonard Wilhoff leave Germany, and why did he choose to come to Western Arkansas? So far, there's also no photographs of the man, but Wing says there is a paper trail, and that will eventually be put on display. Wing is also hoping to bring a flag from the Old State House Museum in Little Rock back to Wilhoff's home. It's the flag he carried during the Mexican-American War.
It was sewn by the ladies of Crawford County and presented to those soldiers. So that's an awesome piece of Arkansas history, and it has a story connected to this house because the man who built this house carried it. So
that flag is another tangible reminder of Leonard Wilhoff's life. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Tom Wing says all the restoration work will be done with materials and techniques that were true to that time in history. Right now, UAFS is working with a $600,000 grant. Tom Wing says they will apply for another grant of about the same amount to finish the work. He's hoping to have the Wilhoff House open to visitors by 2019. And with the Drennan Scott House just up the hill, Tom says he plans to connect the two properties and the lives that were lived there into one historic portrait of the area.